Here we are at the podcast.
Thank you for that intro, Anthony. Appreciate that, but that's my job. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the channel. Welcome to Wobbly Player Syndrome, a 40K podcast done by these five Australians, because we're really ocker. We love it. Yeah, it's truth, mate. I'm going to stick my thumb. Let's not go there.
Australian, mate.
Yeah. And all the Aussies here, I've got one up there. It's Michael.
Hey, it's again.
I've got Safe for Work, Mark.
Hey, everybody.
Didn't sound very Australian at all. We've got Anthony.
G'day, mate.
We've got Adam.
Darn the bloody crows, how are you? We're all going.
And you've got me, Greg. G'day, mate. How you going? A couple of days. G'day, hey, mate. All right, off to a good start. Welcome to episode 74. That's right, we've been doing this for a while now. We'll get it right soon. Stay tuned. Tonight's episode.
Keep telling ourselves,
eh? Yeah, I know. This week's episode. This week's. See, already off to a good start. This month's episode, 2OP or not 2OP. That's right, we're going to be looking at some very destructive weapons in the game of 40K. And we're talking about, are they too destructive or are they not destructive enough? If it's trying to shoot someone's knights on a plane on the weekend, they're not destructive enough when I shoot, but they're too destructive when he does. Yeah. Yeah. It was painful. You'll find it. You'll find it. So we're going to go down that path and have a bit of a chat, have a bit of a chinwag. And, we welcome people who are watching through the channel of Twitch to also add their two bits in. Oh, man, I haven't been drinking either.
Maybe
so,
you
yeah.
should.
Maybe I should. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ponder Hill, for the resub. 41 months. Egads. What happened to the other 70... The other 31 months? We're doing this 70... Yeah. Wait for it. There it is! Ezra's outdoing you! 42 months! Thank you very much for the resubs, folks. Do appreciate it. It does help this channel support this podcast and all the hosting costs that we have. If you are watching through YouTube, please hit that like button and even that subscribe button. It's exciting, it's free, and it helps us become really popular and one day retire. That's not gonna happen, but
obscurity.
Yeah.
You need to tell people to press the bell.
Press the bell. Don't forget the bell.
But notifications.
That's what the professional right. YouTubers do. They say to press the bell.
Oh, bloody oath, mate.
Truth.
Truth.
Fucking shit oath.
I don't know if I could do a full episode of that. That'd be... Yeah, nah. Oh, yeah, nah.
I could, but we might lose a couple.
Couple. Well, before we go down that path, let's get some of our usual stuff out of the way, such as new releases told to us by Radio Mike.
Yes, so we've got the new Codex Custodes, which has come out and has caused quite the splash.
Out or pre-order?
Pre-order.
Yeah. It's on pre-order, you know what I mean.
Close enough. To be honest, if you want to get one, you have to pre-order.
Yeah, that's just how things go. So yeah, I don't know if there's been anything out between here and the last Codex, the last podcast, because it was fairly recent.
Tau?
Wasn't it?
The Crute Box?
I talked about the Crute Box on the last episode.
Ah. Yeah. Well, they're still out.
Yeah.
I remember
they
were saying.
They're still Crute. They are still out. They are not in the cupboard anymore.
And your joke about recruiting was terrible.
they also got the data cards and the dice. So there's a new Auric Champions Battle Force and a new Combat Patrol, which doesn't look like it has any new models in it at all, which is not very interesting. There's the Codex Orcs, which has come out. There's a Battle Force with a Stomper in it, which
is if you don't have a Stomper,
cool, I guess.
Really good, but I'm looking at three. I need another Stomper.
I was about to say, what's your problem? That's only three Stompers.
Apparently they dropped the point price on them, so they're almost viable.
I guess you run into the rule of three if they're all the same, don't you? So you can't really have
because the squad is of one,
not
right?
Not that it stops me with shit like Warhounds. so yeah, and then there was the normal Combat Patrol. There's the Kill Team box with the Night Lords and the Mandrakes. Came out in the interim, I think.
Yep.
Or is on pre-order now. One of the two.
They're doing something.
There was a bunch of Heresy Solar Auxilla stuff. Plastic Malkador tanks, heavy Sentinels, new Lehman Russ Auxilla tanks, Laz rifle sets, the Dracuson tanks, the fucking Velataris set. Wildly, Blood Bowl got a gnome team.
I can't believe that snuck up on you. That was announced months ago.
I wasn't paying any fucking attention. Clearly. And then I was like... And then on April 1st, I saw these fucking gnomes with goose. Geese. And I'm like, is this a joke?
Nah. Yeah. They've been up on the community site for quite some time now.
Yeah, apparently. I just missed it. It's fucking weird.
Good times.
Yeah. It definitely feels like an April Fool's joke. Because, like, they're bloody gnomes haven't been around in Warhammer Fantasy much in editions and editions and editions.
Oh, I don't even remember gnomes in Fantasy.
They've pretty much not been mentioned since, like, the early days, like, since the fucking 80s or something, other than Warhammer Fantasy roleplay. Like, that's, like, the only place they show up, to my knowledge. And then they put them in Blood Bowl. That was wild.
Yeah.
Then again, like they were doing with Blackstone Fortress, they're putting a lot of weird shit in there. Like, they got a Boa Constrictor, who's like a snake man of Koresh, you know, shit like that. So they're putting some weird stuff in Blood Bowl for the sake of pulling weird things out of Warhammer history.
Yeah.
So I guess it's part of that.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, you've got to keep turning stuff out.
I think that's pretty much all of the new releases.
Okay.
Yeah. The only new Custodes figure came in the Battle Force, which is that slightly odd-looking...
Oh, my God.
...shield captain with the melter spear.
So, I think it was Joker described it very well. He's as tall as he is as wide.
He's big. It's a really odd figure. It's like...
He's a very stout figure.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got his tactical rock, though. Don't forget.
He's got his tactical rock, but he looks shorter
than
the other.
Is that dude in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a shield and a melter spear.
It's like a Votan has just happened to sneak in and just go, no, I'm Custodes.
I mean, he's looking even more Roman than a lot of the other stuff in the
He does look out of place to the rest.
I do want to see it actually...
In person?
In person, because I often change my mind when I see it.
Yeah.
But,
also, maybe
all about camera angle.
If he comes with a helmet, that might look better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the camera always adds 50 pounds, so that's that too.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it happens so often, though, as well, that they release a model and the studio pictures look fucking shit, and then you get it in person, and you're like, actually, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Like, the Storm Ravens are the you know, alpha example of that. Storm Ravens look stupid in all the photography they've ever seen of them, but the model's fine.
Yeah, it was Votan for me, that I didn't like them in the pictures, and then I saw someone's arm and I'm like, oh, they look so cool.
Yeah.
What did GW do to them when they photographed the photos?
Well, they use the same cameras when I take my photos for them. Yeah, it looks better in person.
That was one thing I miss about my old desk. The way I had it set up, they looked better in the photos than in person.
Oh, there you go. Alright, so yeah, it has been a short turnaround between this episode and the previous episode. So, how'd you go with the hobby progress? Adam, you're up first.
I might let me have a look what comes up in 3, 2, 1.
I can tell you what's not coming up.
So, this month of, well actually the past couple of weeks, I've just been heavily doing knights. And I think last week I pumped out one of the knight paladin in 1 week. And then two of the armagers. Like two of them, and a week before that it was building my Storm Surge for the background of the crude army. Yeah, he's not that crash hot in the crude army. And I know one list that is not in there is my underworld army, which I just snapped in very quickly. Now that's going to be an Antos. I've been quite busily over the past, I'd say, week and a half, where I've just been able to sit down at night and switch off and just paint and glue. So I've actually been quite busy.
Yes, and I can tell you that yellow is very good in person as well. That's me! So I have got my Underworlds army team. What are they called? Squad?
Warband.
That's it. Yeah. So I have finished another lot of Rubik Marines. So that's coming up there. But then I focused on trying to knock out this Warband of Fast Riders. Because I thought I was playing next Wednesday. I said, oh, I got a week to do them. And then the, everyone
pulled out.
Fair enough. And that is that's a picture of my Thousand Sons at the moment. So that's the 1500 points that it is complete. I don't know why I put it in there, but I did. So you love it. So that's it. So yeah, I'm back to doing more Thousand Sons at the moment. But I do have another Warband for Underworlds to go as well. It just happens to be the same one as Anthony, and he's done his first doing. Damn it! Speaking of Anthony,
there's his stuff. I graduated to painting more green.
So, let me go back to that. It wasn't meant to be green. So, some people might be familiar with the marble effects I've done on bases.
Yep.
I tried to do a marble effect on a model, and guess what? They're not flat surfaces. You can't quite get the dry, wet cloth in the right spot. So the green veins that are meant to stick through the statue colour just made it a green, yellow, brown blend instead.
But it looks so cool.
I know.
It looks really good.
I don't know.
Great.
Yeah. I'm very happy there's only three of them because I don't think I could repeat it ever.
You've invented a new painting style.
Yeah. Just don't tell people it's failed marble. Tell them it's deliberate verdigris.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's what I saw. It came out that way. I went, yeah, I don't mind that. I embraced it. Speaking of embrace, here's some Blood Angels. No. Oh, there's Adam's gobos.
Oh, yeah. So they're not mine, Adam.
I like squids. I like the squigs. They're great.
So, bit of Blood Angels, bit of Underworlds the last, couple of weeks. So, did the veteran Blood Angels or the Stern Guard the other day. They're great models, so detailed. I was really impressed with them and really enjoyed painting them. Been into the Sisters as well. Finally finished off the full 2,000 points of that.
Oh, I didn't take out the Assassins. Look away.
The Blurry Assassins, sorry. I've got a very old phone.
It's their chameleon cloak. Fine.
I added some characters from is that Blackstone Fortress or something? Those Flamer and the Priest, and for my sisters because they can all fit in, and I wanted the Eviscerator of the Chainsaw of the Flamer. I was like, such a cool weapon. And they're my only. Oh no, they're not my only, but I don't have many non GW figures for the Assassins, so I ordered them on Etsy, I think it was. I was like, they are cool, I'm buying them. And they're like, $5 each.
Sponsor here.
So we do a bit of everything. I got the Underworlds done, as Greg said, so we've got the same sets, but I did get the Skeletons done, because I knew Greg could have the Fast Riders as well, so I figured I didn't want to have Fast Riders versus Fast Riders in our game, which got cancelled, because we were all pulled out. So
yeah. It's
like, nope. And my sisters. I just had to put my sisters' walkers up there because they're so cool. They're my favourite units. Oh,
yeah, they look good.
And they were amazing in the game. That was so unreal. Yeah, that's me.
Thank that's you. Very good. I don't think anyone else had any other hobby. I didn't put your shield in there.
All my hobby progress was for the other hobby.
Yeah, the other hobby was a very large, it's not a flamer template.
Could I post a picture of my shed that I built?
Only if you painted it with highlights. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, get the contrast colour. Be great. So, look, it was only essentially 2 weeks between my episodes. So, I was surprised. Anthony has been going absolutely smashing them out. Which is good.
Yep, I'm watching Fallout and I'm painting.
I love Fallout.
I've watched one episode so far.
I've been watching Fallout and sewing. and painting a shield.
There's so many references to the first game, and it's just unreal.
It's got references right throughout all Fallouts. Yeah,
I've only played one or two, but it's like one of the skills you get had was, you know, everyone exploded when you shot them every time, and it's like the scene of people just whopping.
Bloody mess,
that's it.
Fair enough.
So good. Yeah, moving on.
For missing out, I didn't play Fallout. But there was Fallout in the battle report. Dun, 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 dun. First match. That's Imperial Guard. Oh, this is against the Orcs.
Oh.
Oh. I just realized the three battle reports I've got up, I didn't win any of them. So someone else better talk about it.
Well, it was a close one.
It was a close battle. And it's relevant for today's topic too.
Yeah, it sucks.
The Shadow Sword does hit hard, yes.
Yeah, and how many shots did that have? And would you got to remember that?
Two shots. Shadow Sword has D3 plus one shots.
Yes, and a Gorkan Orc does not survive that, even with the war.
That is true. I got rid of, that was the highlight of the day. I got rid of the Gorkan Orc the first roll of the dice.
Two.
Yes.
And then it got very close, and the Orcs just essentially overran the Guard. It was my first time playing Guard 10th edition. I learnt a lot. Basically, don't play Guard. No, don't play it like I did. But the Shadow Sword's pretty nifty. It is a lot of points, though.
Yeah. It was quite enjoyable. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, having, you know, guys running around and everything like that, it was actually really good. It was only like ended up being 5 points.
4 points of difference, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it came down to calculating things.
Yeah.
So it was a very close battle.
Yeah. Sokowalker's just commenting about Fallout. He loves how in the show they kind of ignore the main quest too.
And then they make a joke about it.
Yeah.
The golden rule in the wasteland is you will get distracted by dumb shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Alright, so the second battle is Knights of the Knights, which was last Saturday. It was Mike House Knights.
It was Anto's and myself. Is it listed?
No. You didn't give me photos.
Okay, Knights of the Knights.
Did you give me photos?
I know, Anto did the photos.
Did I do photos?
Oh my god.
I did some photos.
So all right, Knights of the Knights is what's happened. Chaos Knights versus Imperial Knights. The first game was over very quick.
I think within the first 10 minutes, I'd done 5 puns.
No. Yeah. I think I lost 3 units by the end of turn one. When you only have 7 units, that hurts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't get better from there. That was a slaughter. 69-13 or something like that.
Yeah, but we could have stopped it at that turn 4 instead of going turn 4, let's work out how many points, and then turn 5. So, you know, it looks worse than
It was good because we had a lot of people join us for the stream for the battle. We did get to have a talk about considering they're both knights and they essentially have the same weapons. Very different results with these weapons. Very different results, indeed.
You're selling your shell short, Greg. It was 15, not 13.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah! I take it back! I win!
But it also shows the differences between knights and chaos, like the chaos knights.
Yeah.
The knights, the 12-inch bonding.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And everything like that is just like, so much difference.
Yeah. So battle 2 was Chaos Knights versus Imperial Knights. But with a bottle and a half of wine.
I reckon they got even messier.
Yeah. This game was weird because I was actually killing stuff. I was successfully doing stuff. I thought, you know what? Chaos Knights is winning this. Then we looked at the scores and no, I was still losing by 30 points. I went, what the hell?
I don't know. Like, even at the thought of it, I think I've lost this.
I was getting confident. Yeah, here we go. We're getting good. And then no. Just
not getting very good missions.
Yeah, he did get. He'd got 10 free points the first turn. That didn't help.
Yeah, and I was getting all the secondaries. Like, every secondary, yeah. I was at least getting something, or I was holding, like, assassination. That's an easy one to do, so I'll hold that one, and I got it again the next turn, so that's what I mean. Yeah. I had very lucky with the draws.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right, with the balance, they're not the same. like Chaos Knights, we've had this, I think it was last episode. Yeah, it was about morale and the break test. Chaos Knights heavily rely on that for them to do anything. Because all their stratagems is, if your opponent has broken, use this stratagem. If your opponent has broken, use this stratagem. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Imperial Knights don't care so much about that.
No. It was painful. But it was fun, but it was painful. They're not being retired like my Dracari, but they've got close. It does make things very interesting on the ladder, because it is 22, 21, and 19 points for first, second, and third. Anthony is on top at the moment.
Am I?
Yes, I am.
You are.
That would last.
Maybe this is the year that I don't win it.
So there was another game, but it's got no photos, but there was a Sisters versus Tau game, or Crute game, which was pretty good fun.
How'd that go? Well, talk about it. Tell us the story.
So I got to play my first 2,000, full 2,000 points of Sisters, and Adam got to play his first Crute Battle Force game.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified by the amount of firepower that the Crute were able to bring with all their Tau of fire support, but it didn't really go the way I thought it was going to go. I think your railgun whiffed in its first round of shooting, and once I got up in your face, it was kind of all over after that.
Yeah, and then the storm surge didn't do anything because the buildings and the way it was, I couldn't get any fire lines.
You couldn't get fire, but it just didn't seem to have the firepower that it needed to be a super heavy either. It just kind of didn't throw anything out. I don't know, I was a bit disappointed with that. But yeah,
I was really just disappointed with the looking it on paper and going, yeah, this is going to be really good. No, it's not.
But yeah, the crew were fun. They were quite. They can reappear. All 20 after you've killed them, they just come back on the board.
Nice.
Yeah, but you killed my character, so I couldn't do it.
I can't remember if you got to kill your character at the end. But yeah, look, I was super impressed with the Sisters. They play. They're really fun.
Those Sisters first Knights. Okay.
As I said, I don't know if I have the firepower to take on Knights, but I could do some list tweaking, I guess.
It's a proxy. It'll be fine. So, yes, we have organised this weekend, this Saturday. It will be a match between Anthony and Adam. We are putting the vote out to see what factions you would like to see. From Adam's side, you can choose between Custodes, because he's excited about them at the moment. Blood Angels. Oh, sorry, Adam. Anthony. I'm looking at Anthony, but I said Adam. What's your point?
Yeah, I'm sitting on
Anthony, no. Custodes, Blood Angels, Sisters of Battle, or Ast Militarum.
Scared. Tempestus, yeah.
Yeah, but they come on Ast Militarum.
Oh, no.
Right?
I'm scared of Tempestus.
For Adam, the other Adam, you got a lot more forces to choose from. World Eaters, Orcs, Tau, Imperial Fists, Imperial Knights. What have I missed? Black
Demons.
Legion. Chaos Demons.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I shudder to think what will happen if you try and do this with a game I'm involved in.
They have to be battle ready. that stuffed you up, didn't it?
Is that fully painted or is that battle ready?
Assembled would be good.
I have
just throw down some bases and go, yeah,
G-Silicons, that's what they are, yeah.
I don't count armies that aren't assembled.
Very good.
Say I have an Iron Warriors army, because they're all unassembled still.
You just bring the box, and you just put the box on the table, and you go, ha-ha, there's
my
that's it.
My army is within still.
I've been saying I've got a Chaos Space Marine army, but I haven't actually got it yet. It's still at Paul's house. I'm excited.
So fill in some time. I'm just doing something. Alright. So, gone through all that. Let's get through our little 5-second little break, and we'll come back and we'll talk topic of the month, which is to OP or not to OP. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed your break. Shit.
Welcome back to the SCG, or the Gabba, or the Wacker.
Doesn't matter where you are. I'm really confused where that's gone now. Shit. Cool. So, We should talk about stuff. We should talk. Yeah, look, I'm trying to do live editing while we're talking. This is not going to work. Sharp, what do you know about music? We are going to talk about weapons that we may... Are they too powerful to be in the game, or are they fine? And that's come about because, you know, we've got Shadow Swords on the table that can take down a Gorkonork in one turn. I've got Tau Hammerheads that can also take down things in one turn.
Well, looking at it, I could take out a little knight.
Yeah, so we'll talk and we'll break it down a bit. Because there are, like, if we talk about the Shadow Sword, it's a 440-point weapon, tank. It has D3 plus 1, yes, and all that, but it still hits on 4s. So where the Chaos version, the Knight's version's hitting on 3s and stuff like that. Where do you want to start, folks? What do you want to talk about? I know where I want to start.
You start.
You want to start talking about the Shadow Sword?
Yes, I want to.
You want to talk about what? The Shadow Sword?
I hate it. I hate it.
Well, okay. Go for it. Insert rant there.
So I have a feeling on the matter of what are overpowered.
Yeah.
They're not all the ones you're thinking about.
No, and that's what we're here to talk about. I'm not always right, you're always wrong.
Like, I know the Shadow Sword is a titanic, you know, it's a super heavy, correct?
Yeah, traditionally it's a super heavy.
Yeah, and I know, you know, unbelievable gun, but when you destroy, you know, something, I can't remember how many wounds you did, but it was just like, yep, one shot salvo, whatever shots, all gone. Yep, there's my Gorkonork gone. Well, there's all my heavy gone in my army.
Yeah, it makes a difference. It takes down the biggest thing you have, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's things like that are always more awkward if you're playing against someone who doesn't have multiple, like, heavy anti-armor threats. I found this in that one APOC tournament that I went in. I didn't have very many D-weapon units in my army, and if someone could kill them all in one turn, because there was only like two or three of them. And so they would be like, D-weapons! And I was like, okay, now I can't do anything.
But saying that, you know, it's before, it's a quarter of Greg's army. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, and I was stupid enough to deploy it right in the front line. You know.
It's hard to deploy a stomper where they can't shoot it.
You can't really hide them.
Or a Gorkonork. You couldn't really hide it that well. But yeah, it's just like, once it was gone, it was just like, well, that's my heavy.
I guess this kind of stuff brings into the importance of terrain and deployment.
Mm.
Like, and you don't want alpha strikes across the board from your deployment zones.
See, the other thing is that it's a very fine line, because if you swing and nerf everything, then it winds up being like the A-Team, where you sit there for 7 turns and 3 models die, and a bunch of hay bales, you know.
I think you have to really plan to build redundancy into your lists as well. You know, knowing that you probably could lose one in that first turn, you really need that backup of something super powerful, you know. Having two of those might have distracted Greg in a way that...
Well, yeah, this is...
He would have rolled badly or something. Yeah.
It's always the problem with any list that has one big thing.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, that's the big thing. That's the thing I kill.
Especially if open mode, then.
You need a distraction card effects is what you need.
Yeah. And especially with open mode with Space Marines. I mean, they just target that thing to death. I mean, it's just how they roll. And if you've got a few big guns, you'll take out most things. I mean, it's just... I don't mind the really, really powerful weapons. I kind of got my head around them a bit more. I hate the whole concept of devastating wounds. I think it's just...
Really?
Terrible part of the game. Not having any save against something, you know?
You still have Feel No Pain.
Who has Feel No Pain? Some people have Feel No Pain.
I'm well aware of who has.
Custodians don't anymore unless you take the Sisters of Silence with you.
No, it's a basic thing for knights.
Yeah, Imperial knights. That's right. But devastating wounds, if they're going to be devastating wounds, it should be a one damage weapon only. not multiple damage weapons. It's at playing Eldari, it's like D3, D6, devastating wounds.
Yeah.
And if you're getting haywire devastating weapons that wound you, your vehicles on a 3+, automatically, regardless of their strength 4, they will always wound your vehicle on a 3+ or whatever it is. And they're devastating wounds, and they're 2 damage a time. That takes out anything in one round of shooting. They're like 3-shot
bleeds. Haywire's always been pretty fucked up.
And you can run, I think you can run 10 of them in a squad. But it's 30 shots coming into your Land Raider's gone. It's gone. And they're really good in close combat. And they can kill infantry just as well because they're shooting out 30 shots.
I guess that kind of comes down to what OP actually means. It's like, that's it's undercosted. It's more powerful than it should be for its points cost.
That's my OP. I mean, the other thing is I think flamers are a little bit OP in the game at the moment. Not in shooting, but in Overwatch. I think there's something wrong with having that many automatic hits in Overwatch. You're guaranteed to get your D6 hits every time. And if you're running that flamer squad of Space Marines, which someone in this team likes a lot of... Yeah, that one.
I play Salamanders. What did you expect?
Yeah, I play Blood Angels. I like charge things, but you burn me off the table.
So. Yeah. Angels, and I think that's a really cool unit.
Yeah. Well, I know. Look, and I get the thematics of it, but I don't think it should be the same in shooting as in Overwatch for the flamers. And I don't know how to fix that. I don't have an understanding of how that would work.
I don't agree with you because they're only a short range weapon in the first place.
Like, but you can't charge. Are you?
No, don't charge. Yeah, well, don't charge a flamer. That's probably a good idea.
It was more manageable when flamers had like an 8-inch range. So you could take the risk and try and charge from outside 8 inches, so they couldn't do it to you.
Yeah, or you only had one in the squad.
You don't have that option anymore.
You carry one flamer.
Well, and that's the big difference. It's a unit of 10 flamers versus a unit with one flamer.
Like, you'd be pushing out 60 shots in Overwatch.
Thousand Suns has it as well. Yeah. So they're not only.
I'm not saying.
Yeah.
There's lots. I mean,
Orcs can do it with the fucking burner boys, can't they?
Yeah. Sisters can go entirely flamers. I mean, they've got so many flame weapons, but I still don't think it's right. Deathwatch can. Well, they've got heavy bolters strapped to flamers. That's really cool.
See, the thing is that a lot of that comes into the whole like melee versus ranged debate, as opposed to because I mean in a shooting battle, a hell of a lot of stuff outranges the flamer, and I'd wager that a lot of people have put those flamers down on the table and then had them blown to bits from 30 inches away with, other stuff.
Yeah. That's the trade-off.
I think 10th flamers is more about getting in close with the way the objectives work and getting into table quarters and, the way the stratagems work. So you stick a flamer group into a Land Raider, or
a Redeemer.
Transporter or Redeemer, where they can pop back into it when they get... or they can...
They jump out and then shoot.
If you shoot the vehicle...
Yep.
You can't do it if you don't shoot the vehicle.
Correct.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
All right.
I do now. I've been reading those rules. But look, for me, it's not the one-shot heavy weapon that might miss on a 3+. It's the insane amount of firepower that some units or races can get that doesn't seem to be shared as much by the others. But I have gone down the sisters' route. I do have lots of flamers.
I was going to say, you've got flamers. I hate units with flamers. Get more.
Can't beat them. Enjoy them.
Continue life.
There's one army beyond Salamanders that is famous for flamers. It's sisters.
It's like Anto was explaining his army. Now, you see these things with red dots? Uh-huh. They've all got flamers. They've all got red dots.
Well, they did. There's two in each one. But the jump girls have a hand flamer in each hand.
Yeah.
They're not twin league. They're 2d6 flavored shots.
I know that. Remember, I faced it.
And the heretics,
I think that will change the codex. They'll be like one shot or d6 shots twin league or something for wounds. But
that is still crazy D6 twin linked. Oh, I missed them.
I think hand flamer should maybe be D3.
I reckon they should be strength one.
Oh, what?
At least, I mean, they used to be
like hand flame is strength old, three. Is it?
Like a fucking four-inch template that hand flamers used to have.
Pretty sure they're strength four.
No, they're weaker. Hand flamers is weaker.
Maybe not. Sorry,
maybe not. For yeah. So the poll is open for people to vote now for Anthony's Adam. And we'll, Anthony's Army for this Saturday. You can vote, and I'll put up Adam's A's. In a moment. And I'm watching Anthony go to Adam's going to put his votes in to try and get you to play a weaker faction.
Yeah. Hey, where's the vote?
So I don't. Yeah, it's on the.
In Twitch.
I disagree with the flamers. I could be biased because I play salamanders, but that's not the point. But I feel that it's because they only have a short range. That's the trade-off. Just don't charge flamers. I've got to run at you and get in range.
Or just drive in that big tank of yours that you can pop out of and pop back into whenever you like. Look, for me, that's my OP weapon. I mean, and that devastating words is slightly higher because it annoys me.
I'm trying to work out how I can vote for myself. Because
you're not there yet. I said yours will come up soon. I've got to give people a chance. I can't put two polls
you're
up once.
You're not allowed to vote for yourself.
Is that how it works?
Nah, I think you just put in vote and then you should get an option to pop up for you. yeah. So... For me, I think overpowering is when you get a minus 5 AP weapon. What's
hand
the fucking
strength
point?
4 off assisters.
Yeah, the strength. Normal flamers are strength 4. Hand flamers are strength 4. Son of a motherless goat.
D6 shots, 12 inches. Pistol torrent ignores cover. So you can shoot that in close combat as well.
Oh, you do have to put it in what you do afterwards. Okay, so vote, and then put in either Custode, Sister, Blood, or Guard.
Just be aware, we haven't got the new Custodes Codex in Australia yet, so it's the old rules.
So, going with what you said, Greg, yeah, I agree. While the Storm Shield is 400, the Hammerhead Gunship, which is what you're going with, is 155 points as well. So...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is, 155 points for a 72-inch, but it's not indirect, so I've got to get line of sight, you know.
Yeah.
And it is a heavy with devastating wounds. One shot. Now, I'm just going to sit there. One shot. Now, Mark...
Your vote has counted as well.
Oh, okay, it doesn't give you any indication.
No, it doesn't. Bulldust just needs to put vote blood. Don't put the angels in there. Sorry.
Jeez.
An exclamation mark blood. Go on.
So one shot. Now, Markalites do squat now. So in the old edition, Markalites used to plus one to hit. So now the hammerhead.
Markalites.
Markalites give you something else. There's a special buff that they give you now. But it's like the shield drones. They give you add one to the wound, to your wounds. So it's your hits on 4, strength 20. So there's your hitting on 2s naturally straight away on nearly most things.
Yeah.
2s and 3s. Minus 5. D6
yeah,
plus
see,
6.
Minus 5.
Minus 5.
On 155.
There's no need for a minus 5. You can't have a 1 plus armor save.
Yep. Yeah. It's minus 5 is sweet.
It's minus stupid.
And most things you're shooting at have got an invulnerable save if you're shooting something that big generally, so And even cover, you're not going to save that, are you?
Well, even if you have a 2 up armor and you're in cover.
Yeah.
Plus 1 and you had a minus 4, you'd still get a save, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, but not a minus 5. Yeah.
Not a minus 5, but then just say ignores cover. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, the minus 5
AP has gone a bit over the top.
But that was also the same, it was almost the same weapon profile in 9th edition, so it had the same for 9th when the Codex came out.
Yeah.
So, but you've a 50-50 chance of hitting it with one shot. So it's practically, if I don't kill it, it's going to kill me. So if you nuff that one shot, you're screwed.
Which you did with the sisters.
Yeah, which I did, and it nuffed it. So at the end of the day, 150 points, which is, you know, quite ridiculous. I understand if it went up to 300, you'd expect maybe D3 shots.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the volcano...
It is AP. It is well over what it should be. You know, give it a +3.
Yeah.
Because if you're +3, if you're on a 3+, you're going to save. You've got at least a 6 up to save.
It is weird that they take stuff like with a -5 instead of just saying ignores armor saves.
I think you should always have a chance to save.
So do I. I think that's my point. There should always be the slimmest of chance.
A 6 should be a pass. Yeah. I just feel like that's...
I mean, I kind of like that if you get shot by a big enough fucking gun, it doesn't matter how cool your armor is.
True.
You get obliterated.
Yeah.
Mm.
But -4.
And again, I used to play APOC with the weird D weapons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, but -4, I guess if you're -4 and you are behind cover, there's your 6 up. If you've got a 2+ armor save. So your elbow is sticking out. He's just taken my arm, not the whole body.
Oh, don't get me started on the, I can see your arm, so I'm fully in cover. I can see your arm.
Yeah.
No, I can see 3/4 of your body, but you can't see
my big
toe
is behind the building, so I get full cover. Yeah. It's ridiculous, but that's their way of simplifying it.
My knight is looking at your knight. We're having tea together, and you're still in cover.
Yeah, because I had
his
a foot.
Hands under the table.
Yeah, no. But changing subjects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is some things that have brought across from 9th edition. You know, the creep of AP is still there in 10th at the moment. And obviously, hang on, the Tau Codex has been released, but it's not fully published release. The 5 AP is that. I don't dispute the strength 20 weapon because one shot. I don't dispute the D6 +6 damage because, I can really just take a Limnros or a small, hound from a knight. But anything bigger than that, I probably would have to wait till turn 2, turn 3, and fingers crossed I survive. The -5 AP is way too much.
Yeah, get that up, Adam. Your vote's up. You can now vote for Adam's army. He's got a few more to choose from. Yeah.
Oh, he's like a type.
Yeah. I guess when I talked about this to the group and they said, we could talk about this, I said, thanks. Thanks for indulging. I appreciate it. Chaos is demon.
Oh, chaos.
Yeah.
But the only problem is demon, I would have to run a non-group, because I need blues.
Oh,
only if you're running Zench.
I can get you some blues.
Well, if you got some blues.
The reds.
Anyway, I thought there was a lot more of these one-shot kill weapons than I started looking through this afternoon. And went, it's not as many one-shot kills as I thought. There are a lot of weapons. The Shadow Sword is a strength 24 -5. We love those ones. It is 12 damage. That's a pretty big damage killer. I don't think there's anything...
12 flat.
12 flat.
I was about to say, I don't mind the damage of these weapons, but if it's just 12 flat...
12 flat, D3 plus one shots, hitting on 4s, hitting on 3 if they stay still.
Wild. And what's your AP?
-5.
D6 plus 6 I could cope with.
So, funny enough,
thank you.
If you look at the Chaos Knight's volcano cannon, it's only on the Tyrant. It's a D3 shot, so one less. It's a strength 20, so it's weaker. Minus 5 AP, and it is D6 plus 8.
See, the other question, though, is that how many of these is it reasonable to field?
Well, that's it. If your Shadow Sword's 440 points, you're going to have one. You generally only have one on the table. The Tyrant's also
really
over...
It's hard to kill, though.
The Tyrant's also over... No, it's not, because it doesn't have an invulnerable save. Yeah.
Is it the one which I faced?
No, the Tyrant is the one I'm building at the moment. But he's also got a Volcano Cannon, which is not as impressive as the Shadow Sword. Only D3 shots, only strength 24, only minus 5, still minus 5, but D6 plus 8.
Only.
So could do 14, 9 to 14 damage.
That's crazy, like, because I was looking up...
it gets better.
I was looking at what the Warhounds have, because the Warhounds have Volcano, like the Turbo Laser Destructors, which used to be like a souped-up fucking... the same gun as a Shadow Sword.
Yeah, okay.
But they had two of that, a twin-linked one on each arm.
Oof,
right, so I was looking up what they turned those into in 10th edition. They suck in 10th edition.
Well, yeah, here's the kicker.
D3 plus 3, strength 20, minus 3 AP, 2d6 damage.
Oh.
All right. Warlord Titan has a Bellicosia Volcano Cannon. 120-inch range, D3 plus 3 shots. Strength, have a guess.
24.
32.
I was going to guess 36.
AP minus 5, which we love. Damage, have a guess.
18.
18, well.
I was looking at the Warhound because it's small enough that it's conceivably going to show up in a game.
Now how many points is that?
It is 3,500 points.
So essentially, you're playing floor hammer at that point.
Yeah.
100 in chain.
That's crazy.
What is the point of that?
Well, that's it. What is the point? So, I just want to point out, it's not always... Now, where is it? The Warp Shock Harpoon.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the Knight ones.
So that's the Tyrant Knight. It's only 18 inches, right? It's only one shot. Hits on a 2. Strength, 24. Minus 6 AP. Why?
Yep. because get fucked, that's why.
Why?
It's also an anti-monster.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's an anti-monster, anti-vehicle, 4 plus, with devastating wounds, 12 flat damage.
Is that one shot only?
One shot only.
Yeah.
No. One attack per shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, so it can shoot every round.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it used to be within 18 inches.
It's only 18.
Did that used to be one shot only in ninth?
Warp shot carpet?
No. It was.
I thought it was.
Okay. No. So that's what I'm building at the moment. So he'll have that plus the Brimstone Volcano Cannon on the other arm. He'll be fine.
I just got to stay past 18 inches. 19 inches?
So here's the other part for over-the-top weaponry. What's the point of having weapons at 72 inches or 90 inches? Even 60 inches?
Well, again, a lot of that is for floor hammer.
Yeah, it's also so that, like,
my knees don't do floor hammer.
You to play down the table and ruin your day.
I'm not playing floor hammer ever again.
Too much. Back in the day, las cannons had like a 72-inch range.
Yep.
Like, that's nothing new.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's new.
It's funny how they pulled all of the ranges in, except for Tau, and then they've started putting all the long-range guns back in again.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that big rocket that the guard have?
The
Manticore.
Yeah. No, the other Doomstrike
missile. Deathstrike.
Yeah.
That's
the fucking Deathstrike missile is silly.
Is it? We're talking.
I suspect it might be silly if you're receiving it. It might not be so bad if you're
Deathstrike missile.
Traditionally, the Deathstrike missile has been hard to use, but if it hit you, you were in it. You're having a world of pain.
So the Deathstrike missile is a 2d6 shot, 2 plus to hit, strength 16, minus 4, 1 damage.
1 damage?
1 damage.
But it hits everything within 6 inches of that target.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's 2d6, 2 plus, strength 16, minus 4, 1 damage. But it's blast, and it also hits everything within 6 inches.
Yep.
It's not great, is it?
No, it's pretty shit.
That's like an awesome name on a really kind of shitty missile.
Yep.
So I just found another one.
That's crap.
Yep.
On the storm surge.
As I said, it's like they were like, what do we call this missile so that we can still sell it?
Crap strike! Oh, death strike!
Doom strike, yeah.
So I just want to read out.
Previously, in like previous editions, had to like roll dice and you added numbers together, and once you reach a certain point, you could fire it.
Yeah.
And when you fired it, it absolutely ass fucked an entire area of the battlefield.
Yeah.
Like, it was horrifying.
Yeah, I remember. So I just want to point out a joke is in the chat saying he remembers a time when weapons had an infinite range and you'd call up his mate to use it from the States.
And indirect. So.
Sorry.
The storm
surge. Yeah, keep destroying the dice roll.
Yeah. It has the focused beam on the pulse blast cannon, 24 inches. All right.
Yep.
So it goes into the missile, 2 shots. 4 up, 24 strength, minus 6, 12 flat.
12 flat. Yep. How many points?
Well, that's from the Storm Surge.
Storm Surge. 400, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty on par with some of the knight stuff. And again, anything above strength 24 becomes pretty pointless because I don't think you can get above strength 12.
Toughness 12.
Toughness 12, sorry.
You're looking at, like, Titans and stuff at that point. Mm, like, you know, a Warhound has Toughness 13.
No. Yeah. They're not invited to my place. It's fine.
Custody should be Toughness 13.
I only have 4 of them.
Only 4?
I can't even fill out 5,000 points worth of Warhounds.
I'm suddenly disillusioned with you, Michael. I just thought...
I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed. Get out there and shot.
I can't believe we let him on this podcast with that sort of effort. Yeah. It looks like everyone's sick of seeing Tao, mate. Nobody's waiting for them.
I know. Well, it would be the Crisis suit.
No, the vote will go for until Thursday night when the stream, so you guys might have to build the list on the Friday and then get it to me Friday.
I just saw Anto's votes and he's right now Guard is winning for him.
Yeah.
The reason that Bellicosa Volcano Cannon has got such a high strength is because that's what you need to 2+ against a Warlord Titan because their toughness is 16.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Warlords and
Okay, so here we go. If you're playing a friendly...
a Warlord Titan isn't a friendly match.
Hey, I've seen Warlords. I haven't used a Warlord in a friendly match, but I've been used against... I had a Warlord used in a friendly match.
I don't think that was a friendly match. Just
especially you were used. Yes,
you were running 10,000 Imperial Guard at the time.
I showed up with a Reaver, 2 Warhounds, and like 8 Imperial Knights.
Yeah. He had less to carry.
It's like, mate, do you mind just bringing my army? All right, no problems. How many moles you got? Oh, 1.
Just 1. Here's its foot.
Yeah, it takes 2 of you to carry it.
I just proxy myself in as the model.
You're Godzilla style. Yeah.
I did face a fucking Emperor Titan in like a very non-friendly game.
Oh.
That was bullshit.
I got one of those, but it's not that big.
This guy had built a cardboard one, and it was about 4 foot tall. And it shot me from 16 feet away.
You haven't even got into the building yet. Shit, I'm dead.
We were playing like a multiplayer game down like 7 or 8 tables, and it shot me from the other end of the tables.
I don't like you.
There you go. Jake suggests we put a toddler on the table instead, and that's our Wardlord title.
I
love that idea.
That guy's got a shadow sword. Fuck him.
if anyone needs a toddler to sub in for their Titan, I have one. I guarantee that he will be destructive.
And you know when he's on the rage because he's rolled a one.
Ooh, he's charged already. Sorry. Yeah. Like you release that guy, and then there's no more taking turns at that point.
It's like, no. You only have 6 attacks with Warlord feet.
Warlord Titans aren't meant to eat the models.
It's a chaos one, it's fine.
It's a Hierophant Biotitan.
That's it. Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah. Alright, where are we talking about?
Over there.
Absolutely distracted and going off
the weeds,
I think is what
we're
doing.
Is there a melee version of an overpowered weapon?
The Avatar.
In Heresy.
The Avatar. Okay, is there something overpowered that's not Eldari?
a Hierophant Biotite.
Because I don't seem to be
Forge World there.
Yeah, we'll stick out of. We'll stay out of Forge World. Stick with the core book. I can't think of anything. I don't think there's an equivalent. Like I can't think of a melee weapon. I go, I hit you for a -6, strength 4,000. For a flat 2 million.
Maybe one of Necron...
Lions.
Gods type ones. They're quite powerful.
I think the lion's, like, kind of focused... Because he has, like, his sweep or his fuck you attack.
Yeah.
His fuck you attack's pretty fuck you.
So
I can't remember the stats, and my codex isn't in this room right now. But I remember he hits pretty bloody hard.
Yeah, well, if you look at the knights... Even with them, like the Warp Strike Claw Strike is a strength 20, but it's still only a -3. 8 flat damage, right. But it's still only -3 and 6 attacks hitting on 2s. But that's not the point.
So Lord of Skulls.
Okay, so you've just found one.
So Lord of Skulls, he's Great Cleaver. So Strike is 5 attacks on 3s, strength 16, -4, 6 damage.
Yeah, so that's still not the -5. So you have a chance, depending what you are. And -3 for the Chaos one, you have a chance. Yeah.
I can't think of anything that's like...
Nothing that's just that -5, -6, flat 24, ridiculous.
No, see,
it's hard to put it. Yeah, a volcano cannon onto a sword hilt.
Yeah, see, right. Angron... Angron's got 6, 8 attacks on 2s, strength 16, -4, D6 +2.
Yeah,
and that's he's the, I'm going to turn you into Pegasus, not I'm going to cut everyone in half.
Yeah.
I just wanted to raise a point. If it turns out to be Guard versus Chaos Knights, I'm conceding. Because I got nothing to shoot Chaos Knights.
I'll lend you a Shadow Sword and a couple of Bane.
Yeah, I've got a Shadow Sword. You'll be here.
If it's going to be Tempestus, though, but I can bring a knife.
It's black.
We'll dim the lights for
my
you.
My Imperial tanks are all black with grey edging. Like,
is it grey edging or dust?
I've got a can of Chaos Black somewhere.
Can I borrow your toddler?
It is a lot greyer than it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
See, also in like on Orc side, Gaz's Claw, 6 attacks, 2s. So that's 2s,
6 attacks, 2s.
Close to it.
Unless I'm rolling.
Strength 14, but it's only AP 3, but still.
Yeah. It's still going to get through most.
Now, does that get rerolls, though, from the character?
No.
No.
It's not lots of character rerolls these days.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you've got twin link fists.
I just ask about that, because I'm used to it always being, oh yeah, 2.
No, didn't you get the memo? Less rerolls this edition.
Yeah.
Unless you play Eldari.
See, the only thing with orcs is they've all got lethal hits. So it doesn't matter if, as long as you roll a 6, even on ranged or melee.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can add more shots, more hits. But still, even strength 14, strength 14 is still...
You're going to be wounding on 2s more often than not.
Yeah.
So, just for funsies, I looked up the stats on the Hierophant Biotite.
Oh, yeah.
To see how bullshit its claws were in 10th edition. They only do D6 plus 1 damage, and they're only minus 2 AP and strength 20, but it does have 8 attacks.
Yep. Yep.
On a 3 plus. So he can give you a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. But they're not devastating wounds, so like, don't carry over. Yeah.
No exploding fixes.
It's not like kill most of a squad of Imperial Knights on the when he gets charged like it was a couple of editions ago.
Yeah.
The Warlord Power Claw is 6 attacks, 4 plus, that's okay. Strength 20, that's okay. Minus 4, 24 damage.
Who's this?
The Warlord Titan.
The Warlord Titan.
Jeez.
Yeah, other Warlord Titan.
But their points is makes up for that, right? That's the,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3,000-point model. I mean,
yeah. I think...
generally speaking, those big Titan models, they're really overpointed.
And yeah. And I would almost say that, yeah, that's probably the case. That they probably need to do more damage for what they are.
I just think it's funny, yeah. if you had 20 guardsmen at this feature, you could only kill 6 of them.
Well, that's it, like, isn't it? Because it doesn't fall over. It's not devastating wounds.
I think it has got a sweep, though. Anyway, it's still pretty funny. It's like,
go the force of Gretchen's just standing underneath you. Yeah.
Clog up its gears with my body. Yeah. Yep.
Fix bayonets.
Well, that's what we did to this guy in that game. A bunch of Terminators with storm shields teleported next to him and engaged him in combat because it couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
Once it was engaged in melee in that edition.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do that with my orcs. Yep. Yep. Run into him. Ha ha, I've tied you up. Yep.
Stupid rule.
Yeah. Yeah. As written.
Because a bayonet sticking into the sole of its shoe,
yep,
is going to stop the cannon that's like 50 meters up from firing.
Yeah, and like, you know,
put a banana in its tailpipe.
Guys with thunder hammers were just stopping it firing the giant guns, apparently.
Donk. Yeah. Donk. I hit your big toe!
I can't remember whose knight it was. Charged my psycho and then got hit by my psycho. But shit, they hit hard. It was you, Michael, wasn't it?
It was my knight, yeah. And it wasn't that they hit hard. The fucker, you just rolled a fistful of 6s.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, it's a fucking force weapon. No save, get fucked, mortal.
Yeah.
And I believe my knight's response was, oh, that hurt, and squished him.
It didn't matter. I still did the damage.
Because he also overwatched me with his fucking mind powers, didn't he?
Maybe? Sure?
He did damage.
He did damage before you got to me.
He smited me.
Yeah.
And then I charged you, and you overwatched me with like your pistol and wounded me.
Yeah, Laz pistol.
He was a very lucky shot.
Hero, it was a very silly round of combat.
Hero of the Imperium.
Yes, this smear will be remembered forever.
Yeah.
Made a saint.
Oh.
My 10 best skills are the only hope of becoming heroes of the Imperium this weekend.
So,
this is a good looking army.
Does every army have an OP unit? Like,
no.
If you look at the rest of the Baneblade variants, nothing is compared to the Shadow Sword. The Shadow Sword is the big gun.
Yeah, none of them have ever been close. You can do some interesting things. You could, previously, do interesting things with, like, Stormlords and stuff.
Yeah.
And Squadrons of Baneblades was funny. But, no, Shadow Sword was... The Shadow Sword has always been, like, the big contender for that. Unless you go into Forge World and start dealing with, like, Valdor tank hunters and Malkadors and stuff.
No. Mm. All right, let's move away from the weapons now. Stratagems. Any OP strategy you can think of off the top of your head. They seem to have culled that by making CP a very tight resource to manage, as opposed to going bang, 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 stratagem, stratagem, stratagem on top. Sorry, what was that?
Fate dice on Overwatch.
Fate dice on Overwatch, yes. Eldari, we could have a whole episode just on Eldari.
You need have like a dedicated button for the stream that just flashes Eldari!
Yeah. I'll work on that, actually. I'll just...
yeah, right at the start of the stream goes,
viewers Eldari burning. Alert.
Anto is here and he's burnt. Severely. Always have fun.
Yeah. But you're right, though. The OP ability is definitely... He fucked up. Just letting it play. Yeah. You are right. There are things in certain factions that I feel that are a little OP. I think the fate dice, even with the reduced down to 6, is still... It's not only the fate dice, it's also they also get reroll this, reroll that, and every turn for every unit.
One hit, one wound for every unit.
Yeah, for every unit, every turn, plus the fate dice. That's a little over the top.
And I guess this comes down... It really sucks when you're playing and someone will roll a really good result on shooting and then the person goes, oh, and I do this. Click. And I do this. Plonk. And then, I've got a stratagem on top of that for that.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, you think you're in for a round of shooting and then you're actually in for a round of bullshit.
Yeah. An army-wide feel no pain. I understand what you're saying. Don't I, Adam?
I think I felt
it's payback.
The worst I ever felt was overwatching Adam's Bellicor with my repulsor executioner and with the main gun, 2 shots, and I rolled 2 6s. And I was just like, I actually feel bad. I was just like, that is awful. And like Bellicor's just gone.
But that's different. That's a one in a lifetime sort of lucky roll. It's not set up so you can't fail.
No, I feel Bellicor knowing he's not going to survive round one.
He didn't get combat. He did a lot of supporting stuff. Like he gives everyone a feel no pain or something, or they can't
hit him.
Yeah, shadows. Yeah. But yeah, so I could only shoot one other figure in your whole army for that game for a lot of the time. You still won that game, so it's okay.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure you did. Once you got to close
combat. See if I don't, thank you for liking the stream.
Ooh, chaos.
That's demons.
Demons.
That's,
oh, okay.
The vote will go up again tomorrow at Hobby Night and also Thursday Hobby Night. So it's not locked in, but at the moment the winning is the Custom Militar and Chaos Demons.
Anto, just in advance, if it is demons, I need some blues. About 20 blues if you got them.
No, I don't have any blues, sorry. I was just being horrible. Paul may have a few. I don't know.
I could go look for some. They're probably next to those turrets and the bits of the knights.
I've got blues that need to be glued, so I may glue them and,
get glue the blues.
Spray just paint them blues.
Yeah, glue the blues. All right, overpowered, glued blues. That's right.
Adam, can we just play the armies we want to play?
I put that to you, and you said, we'll vote. All right.
How about a game of it? What was the one we played the other night? Zombie Tide. That was really good.
Zombie Tide was good. We can do that too.
I've got the new one down here.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So we don't talk anything about but overpowered. Do we think what else is overpowered? You think flamers and Overwatch is overpowered? -5 and -6. What's the fucking point?
Devastating wounds in some weapons. I think devastating wounds should only ever be 1 damage. I mean, if it's D3, D6 damage, devastating wounds.
It's not as bad since they stopped them being mortals, but it's still shit.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah, good point. I think we played last time, but we still count them as mortals last time, Adam.
Yeah.
They're not mortals anymore, so they're not as bad as
they were. So they don't carry over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are mortal wounds now? Are there mortal wounds?
There are mod wordles.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
From what I've been hearing, there doesn't sound like there's too much bullshit.
No, it just seems to be.
Edition, to be honest.
Where's that Eldari button again?
Sorry, Chris. I love playing outside Eldar. They've always been bullshit, and they'll always be bullshit. Like, it's, you know, it is the way of things. But as I said, I mean, it is a fine line, because the alternative is laying down 72 dice and not killing a unit. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
I've been there. I've been playing kids. You know, zero AP, one damage, you know. It's sheer volume of dice that has killed anything for ages. And now that I've got AP this edition, I'm like, this is weird.
I think... Come on.
I was to say, it's always a bit fucky-wucky when both sides kind of have the big gun, and it's the race to see who gets to fire the big gun first to try and kill the other big gun.
Mm.
When you've got those kind of battles, it's a bit...
Yeah. I think it's, again, a bit of payback, because I played Death Guard when they had Feel No Pain across the board, but that Feel No Pain across the entire army... Oh my god! I understand where your angst came from now, folks.
Disgusting resilience was disgusting.
That was fun.
But
that was fun on Saturday.
No, it wasn't. But the problem now is, I get angry because all these other armies have it, but Death Guard don't.
The shoe is on the other foot.
What did you get instead? Is it extra toughness?
We're toughness 5, Terminator's the same toughness as Marines.
Didn't you guys get, like, the kind of the plague aura bullshit?
Yeah, minus one toughness to people near us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be. It was silly.
We don't have the resilience.
Can't re-roll dice and all this bullshit.
No, we don't have the resilience like we used to have. No.
Yeah.
Toughness 5 is, well, you know, makes it harder to wound for most. But, yeah. It's their one special ability, which... As soon as you put them in Terminator armor, or if you have Marines in Gravis armor, they're toughness 5. So, well, what's the fucking point?
Gravis? Toughness 6.
Gravis is 6?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
To be fair, they have gotten rid of one of my pet peeves. It doesn't seem to be very common anymore. My special rule prevents your special rule. Like, you know, the Death Guard had, and the Votan had... That would, it's like, oh yeah, you can't re-roll wounds against us. You can't re-roll hits
tough
against
us.
You can't do that. You can't do this. Those kind of rules pissed me off. So I'm kind of glad those are gone. Mostly.
Yeah, because it's a bit like playing superheroes, and you go, my superhero has all of your superhero's powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just that cheap shot kind of rule.
I don't mind don't miss being out stratagemed. I play the stratagem, but mine beats yours.
Snap. Oh, what?
Yeah, that's one of the things that really irritated me about stratagems.
Yeah,
it's less now. Be like, I see your stratagem, and I raise you bullshit.
Yeah, and look, they seem to have not gone totally nuts with characters. We don't want Hero Hammer.
Custodies have a whole Hero Hammer detachment.
Yeah. Hero Hammer Custodies detachment.
So one person kills all is what I'm talking about. Not the whole, yeah. So,
yeah, you know, like we're talking like Tyrion from Old World.
Yeah, even Orc Warboss on Wyvern.
Got shot to pieces.
Yeah.
I always despair when a Primarch does turn up. I think they're vicious soldier stroke in the game, but... I've got anything to fight a Primarch with.
They're not that scary. Mortis, but never everyone else.
I've discovered is a great way to fight a Primarch.
Yeah, Mort seems to be quite terrifying still.
Yeah, Mort is terrifying.
Yeah, I haven't played Death Guard for a while.
Yeah, when I was playing Nathan, my lion strayed out of bodyguard range, and basically everything in the Orc army just went.
It must hurt the pride a bit, getting outgunned by Orcs.
Well, I think that
there are
might
a lot
be
of guns.
Yeah,
might be slightly part of what. It's happening now that not every faction has a hero unit they can draw on at the moment. Like, not everyone has a Primarch, not everyone has a big beast or something like that.
A greater demon or whatever.
Blood Angels don't.
And they're costly too. It's a quarter of your army to put Mort or Magnus and the big boys in.
Yeah.
And then it's appropriate too. They are,
Okay, so with my demon army, it is 1,425 points of characters.
Take assassinate.
Run away.
It sort of comes back to, like, a lot of those. I mean, there was a reason we had a sort of house rule that if you were taking these types of units,
just let
them
know.
You ran it by your opponent first.
Okay.
Than just rocking out.
Yes, Adam.
I'm bringing 1,425 points of characters.
Hey, Adam, I bought a second Storm Sword. No, Shadow Sword.
Custodian one, and I'm playing the old rules with 4+ field opaids on mortals and devastating.
When I was younger, it was always kind of like, if you want to take a unique named character, you have to get your opponent's permission kind of thing.
I kind of like agree with that,
Oh, look, they're so ingrained.
Again, some armies some armies' named characters are not made of the same stuff as other armies' named characters.
I mean, Dante's awesome, but against Mort, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but there's a big point difference between the two as well. So you wouldn't have Dante running around at the same time.
Let's do that one.
Oh, the arena?
See how that goes.
I remember our monthly one was, what was the last thing you painted? That was good. Last man painted. That was good.
That was fun.
Much fun.
Well, it's up to you guys.
Mark. Was it a gene stealer?
Yeah.
Hey, it was...
scared them. Really scared them. For the 2 seconds it lasted on the board.
Yeah, it was good.
The one wound is just not enough, is it?
Or I bring the
it
pink.
It was like, I'll take my 5+ invulnerable or my nothing.
I think I brought a pink horror once for that.
The Carnifex did well,
which
astonished me because it's never done well in any other game I've ever played.
I think I already played that once. I bought my Smash Captain. He did quite well. The Jump Pack Captain. He was alright. Thunder Hammer and Storm Shield.
Yeah, back
there. Gringo spent most of the game running all backwards, trying to get away from
it. Yeah. Should have bought a unit of Flamers.
Yeah,
but I definitely remember when Bobby came out, and I ran against Dave's Tau to figure out how many points of stuff he had to put on the table to be able to kill me, and I got to over 1,500 points.
When he first came out. Bobby G was a monster.
And we're talking 12 inches apart, no cover, no terrain, just literally they get an alpha strike and then I could charge it was just insane.
Yeah, he's not like that anymore.
Watching one model stomp across the board and just eat everything.
Yeah, that's where Knights started going towards the must-have lock-ins, just too overpowered. Don't think quite get that.
Whereas now you couldn't do that with Bobby G these days.
No. What does he do now? Does he just make everyone feel better about themselves? Is that all he does?
Probably.
Hangs out with some Xenos.
Just sucks up like 300 points.
Just uses some harsh language, but educated.
No, Bobby G,
educated harsh language. And hiding around the corner.
Not harsh. It's definitely very gentle.
He has
but educated.
by Jingo, that's upsetting.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I'm
not angry. I'm disappointed.
I don't know that.
hurt so much.
He's got compliance reports with the codex.
The first heretic, the Horacy book there, Gilman wiped out the town, like the main city of word bearers.
Yeah, well, that's the word bearers. That's a given. Come on. even the word bearers don't like the word bearers.
But this is before they turned.
Yeah.
They were on the good side.
The thing about the word bearers is they were never on the good side.
No, they were not.
That's true.
All right, folks, let's wrap it up. I think we've gone off in so many tangents. It's been interesting.
It was fun.
So I don't even know how to wrap this one up. We're going overpower. I think it depends on who you are, what you feel about overpower. I don't think Flame is overpowered. Someone else does. It also depends if you're the receiving end of these weapons, whether you feel that it's overpowered or not. most of the time, they are costed appropriately. So the Shattered Sword's very expensive. Knights are very expensive. Tower Hammerhead, not so expensive, but it is only one shot, so it has a chance to miss.
A bit flimsy.
Yeah, it's a bit flimsy as well. It can take it down a little bit easier. The Culling of CP. Culling of CP makes stratagems overpower not a thing anymore. No hero can wipe out a whole army. And there's no hand-to-hand combat weapon that makes you go, hey, mate, that's not fair. And we will question the Titan. Standard books. I lost my train of thought. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you everyone who joined us tonight on the stream. That's Twitch and stream as one word. Right, on the Twitch stream, on the Facebook stream, and on YouTube as well. Thank you very much for joining us all. If you are watching YouTube, hit that like, subscribe, and
the bell.
Ring that bell.
See, we got there. It's all good. If I press that again, does it come up? No.
So professional.
Oh, very professional. Dark Man's just talking.
Professional as fuck.
Boop, boop. Yeah. So, rest of the week. Tuesday, Thursday, Hobby Night, of course, when we'll continue the voting. If you didn't get to vote tonight on which factions Adam and Anthony will be playing this Saturday, you will still have your chance on Tuesday, Thursday during the normal painting stream.
I've got a suggestion. We swap forces as well. That would be interesting.
I would like to talk to you guys about borrowing armies and just to see to get a feel for it. Yeah, but I'll talk offline about those things and see how they feel. Saturday night is what we're talking about. 7:30 is the kickoff time for Saturday. Get me the date, because if you're not watching this live...
No idea.
The 20th.
I will be sober.
So the 20th, 7:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. Almost kept... Yeah, you got there.
And Anto, before you come, could you make sure you nuke those dice for me?
Yeah, so the ones show up a lot. Sure.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the resubs, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Radio Mike, you have to wait because no one said goodbye yet. Mark, you want to say goodbye first?
Bye, everybody.
And you want to tell people how they can find us on Instagram?
RLG40K.
Oh, look at that. It's all over it. Adam, would you like to say goodbye? And you can promote your own Instagram.
Good night, everyone, and that's Pronto40K.
And Anthony can also promote himself and also say goodbye.
Good night, all. It's Baldur's40K.
It's crazy. If you're not watching on the YouTube channel, RLG40K is the YouTube channel. No, is it? Yes, it is.
Yeah, we fixed that.
We did. I will say goodbye, too. You can find me on Instagram, RedBellyBlack. No, says so no 40K, because I do more than that.
Bye, good night, everyone.
Let's leave it to Radio Mike to get us out of here.
2 OP or not 2 OP? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or fuck it all and roll a net list and fuck some scrubs up. But whatever choice you make, you can find us next month on Wobbly Player Syndrome.